You're waking up to the news over the last 24 hours or so that a gunman opened fire at a gay nightclub in Orlando, killing at least 50 people and injuring dozens before being shot dead by police on Sunday morning. It's been deemed the worst mass shooting in recent US history. The gunman was shot and killed by the police. The attack took place at around 2 o'clock Florida time, when police got reports of a gunman inside the Pulse nightclub.
Oh my God, they're all shooting back and forth.
One man who was caught up in the shooting spoke to the media outside.
There was a guy laying there who got hit in the back. I put him over my shoulder to help him, took my bandana off, and I tied in a knot and I put it in the hole so that his blood wouldn't gush out, just because I didn't want him to bleed out, but he had blood everywhere. And then there was another girl who got hit in the arm. I helped her. We wrapped it and put that in. Her name's Carlicia. I tried to keep her awake. But still, when we were across the street, you could still hear the boom, boom. It had to have been more than one person, too, because it was just too continuous. It wasn't like, it's like you're at a gun range, and all you hear is just boom, bang, bang. And it was just, I can't even describe it.
This woman arrived at the club looking for answers.
I don't know where my son is. No one can tell me where my son is. If he's been shot, if he's dead, no one knows. But they told me there are fatalities.
I've been speaking to an eyewitness called Daisy. You might find some of this upsetting this morning. She was at the club.
Last night, we gathered some friends. We're not from Orlando. We're from a close-by city to go and see an impersonating show of Jennifer Lopez. And we went to this gay club. The atmosphere was a friendly atmosphere. It was fully crowded, full capacity based on the show and the event that they had. It was like a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere of peace, happiness, no indication that it will end up the way it did. Less than 30 seconds before the shooting, we were exiting the place. And as we're getting into the vehicle, a black car comes in, and the person pulls in and enters the club and starts shooting within less than a minute of us getting out. We went to the convenience store in the 7-Eleven convenience store, famously known in the United States, so we could use the restroom there. And we saw people running and saying, they're shooting the people as they're lying in the floor. Apparently, one of the persons that were in the club ran through the back of the club, jumped the fence, stuck a needle in his foot, but ran to the convenience store for help. There was only one police officer and one security at the bar, but he was reacting to the gunshots, and he was trying to bring the assailant down. The person that came out to the store that was hurt, he said, as they're laying on the floor, he's shooting them everywhere, including their heads. We happened to be sitting in that specific area because we had reserved the VIP area to attend and see the show. It's the first time that we went as a family to a show on a gay bar. And I am happy that I got out when I did and that our family is safe, because 30 seconds to 1 minute makes a difference for a lot of people. We saw people running. We saw people carrying others out. The police responded immediately. The SWAT team came immediately. There was information that there were bombs placed at the location. The person that they are putting their pictures and that it's dead, the person that was doing the shooting, he was not in the club. I did not see him through there. While we were there, I didn't see that face. He came afterwards, but to the information, apparently he had been there earlier and had seen the stage, and he actually calculated what he was going to do. We had people taken in pickup trucks to the hospital. We had mothers, the kids from the club actually say, please come and save us, and text messages saying, we're going to die. We're hostage in the bathroom. He has a gun. He's shooting at everybody. To this point, I believe there's 59 people dead, over 50 still in the hospital. They expect to be more casualties. The police officers were having to help the wounded in the floor because there were so many. It was a horrible, horrible scenario. And to target a specific group.
Did you see those people lying on the floor?
Yes, sir. We put videos. My nephew, like my family member, put the videos that are being shown on the television. Those are his videos. We were the first videos reported in Facebook. There were so many police officers attending people, putting them in backup pickups. The hospitals were close by, so that was a blessing to take them there. There were parents arriving. They wouldn't let them get close to the wounded ones that were on the floor being taken care of. People were almost dying as they were taking them. I don't think that people deserve to be targeted the way that they are. I believe that we as a nation should all be together fighting to stop this terrorism that is going on, because it has been noted that it is a terrorism attack. The news informed that he had supposedly had a vest or something of a weapon. They did put robots to go in to check for bombs. It's horrible. Still, parents don't know about their kids. At this time, it will take hours to take some of those bodies out. The phones are ringing as reports are coming out, parents trying to reach their kids as their people are laying dead in the club.
What you've witnessed will stay with you for the rest of your life.
Yes, sir. I think that this is like a picture. I have not been able to sleep. I did try for an hour, and all I could hear is the shooting. All I could hear is the mother screaming. All I could hear is a sister, my sister, my sister, she can be dead, I'll die. All I could hear is a gentleman saying, my husband is dead. All I could hear is living, the ambulance, the noise, the sirens, the tears, the blood that I saw on the floor in the store, the police coming with the weapons and the dogs. It was horrible. It will stay with me forever. It will. It's like a vivid, and it's like you're seeing a picture. Any noise I hear, I just jump. I think it's like they're shooting again. And I really want to put a prayer for all those parents and all these people that had died or they're injured, because there are many. And I don't believe it's fair that people do go out to have a relaxing, wonderful time in a family group, whether you're gay or straight, who was there, did not deserve this. There's no way. This needs to stop. We need to work together to stop all this from happening.
You're painting a very vivid picture for me of what it was like inside that club.
It was horrible. We were in the only thing I'm thinking, just to see the first photo of the first victim that they released, he was sitting right next to me in that place. He was talking to us, and he was in that VIP. It's right next to the entrance of the club. If we would have been there, I would have been dead. I would have not been able to come home to my family, to my kids, to my grandkids, just because I just wanted to see a wonderful show of an impersonator.
And those bodies, which were lying on the floor, dead, to think that they were targeted because they were gay.
Yes. Just because of a hate crime, just because it's also said that it's just because of a group. They're mentioning terrorist attacks, and that he called and say that he was from the ISIS group. And he was doing it for Allah. But it was also a hate and calculated criminal act. They're still investigating. They're still keeping us updated. The president did speak. We have been interviewed. They wanted to know why we left the club when we did. It was an act of God. He wanted us out of there. It was a premonition that one of the people with me had and took us out. For some reason, he said, let's go, and we just left.
Now that's interesting. So your friend, why did he say for you to leave?
He felt that something was not right. He had a premonition. It's not the first time that he's had this premonition that he's been somewhere. And he said, let's go, and something has happened. So I think that I was blessed to be with him and that he had this premonition.
So your friend felt that something was not right?
He felt that he needed to get out of there. Something was telling him, get out of there.
That's extraordinary.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what the police are saying. And that's why they said, why you left? Because I had a premonition, and the premonition told me to leave. And he goes there constantly. He goes very often with his partner. And we were in family. His sister was there for the first time. I was there. Co-workers were there. It was like, we were happy to see a show. We were happy to share his club, his friends, to be part of what he likes to do.
Can I just ask you one more time?
Yes.
This premonition, your friend said what to you?
He said, we need to go. I don't feel right. We're leaving now. And when he says, we're leaving now, we left.
That's extraordinary. And minutes later, the gunman started shooting.
It was within 30 seconds to a minute of us leaving. As we're leaving, this person is coming in.
That is extraordinary.
So,
my goodness.
God sent us an angel, I will say, for us to get out there, for him to tell Tony that get out of here.
I'm glad you're safe. And obviously our thoughts are with those who lost their lives. Thank you for speaking to me. Well, quite an extraordinary account there from that eyewitness who spoke to me at 1 a.m. in the middle of the night last night. Maybe you want to react to what you've heard this morning, this terrible tragedy in America.